And here's another one for the God, I keep forgetting it. Sighted guide stories. Sighted guide stories. Hashtag. I've travelled quite a bit, and particularly on this occasion, I was coming back from America on my own, and my friend had taken. Well, on the way there, actually, yeah, this is quite some good ones in the whole thing. I said I wouldn't do more than one, but I think because this is all linked, on the way to America, we were getting really tired, and I got big rucksack and stuff on my back, and he said, "Oh, here's a seat," and because he's a bit of a player, you know, a bit of a joker, he sat on the end seat, and then made out there was a seat on the end for me. And as I went to sit down, of course, I fell on my backside because this rucksack was so heavy that it just dragged me to the floor. And he really, really laughed, and it was really, really funny. But unbeknownst to him, an air steward had seen what had happened, and it happened that she was the attendant for our final flight from Dallas to Alabama, to Birmingham, Alabama. And when we got onto the plane, she said, "I saw what you did." And sort of, well, semi-play slapped him, you know, around the face a few times, like, you know, and proper gave me the biggest load of attention because she knew that that would really pee him off. Like, she was, "Oh, how are you?" and all this, and totally, like, you know, giving me all loves and everything. And then she said, "Well, there is a complimentary drink service, sir, and what would you like?" And I said, "Oh, I'll have whatever, wine or something like that." And then my mate went to say what he wanted. She's like, "You're having nothing," and she would not give him anything. And it was just brilliant because she wasn't patronising me. She was, in that sense, totally on my side. And, of course, it was all in good fun. She knew, you know, we were just mates and that. But he didn't get his drink, and he was a bit peed off, and it was quite amusing. But, yeah, that was quite a nice situation. But then on the way back, so he'd showed me all around Dallas Airport, and I had an 8-hour layover in Dallas on the way back before flying to Chicago and then to Birmingham. And he said, "Oh, you know, I knew where all the TGI Fridays were. I was going to do some shopping, have a little sit and look about, and la 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 la." And of course, any of you, I don't know if it's changed much, but back then, you Americans, you would know, I would think. I got into the airport and just left my friends. I was actually mortified having to leave them again, so I'd seen them the second time. This is the second time I'd been over there. And they started talking about me, like, "Oh, he has to come into this room, and he can't be on his own because, you know, he has to be escorted." So they weren't telling me, they were telling each other. And so I was bit by bit gleaning information about what their intentions for me were. And basically their intentions for me were to put me in this little holding room then let me wait in there for 8 hours and then come and put me on my flight. And I was getting nowhere fast trying to talk to them. There's no way that I was going to get to be on my own in this and walk around on my own. No way on earth. I was more or less a prisoner, really. So I said, "Well, I need to use the phone, please." And then it was like, "He needs to use the phone." I was like, "Can you tell your colleague I need to use the phone, please?" And just started playing up, really. And then so I started phoning my friends and saying, you know, "Oh, I can't believe it. These people in this Dallas airport are absolutely disgraceful, and they're not letting me out, and la la la." And then in the end, they must have got really peed off of me, so they put me on an earlier flight to Chicago. Then in Chicago, this is all on the same flight back home, yeah? Those three legs of the flight. So in Chicago, a guy met me to assist, and I thought, "Oh, I recognise that accent." And it turned out he was Irish and working over in America. And he said, "Oh, yeah, no problem at all. What do you know?" I said, "Oh, that's terrible what's been going on. No, that's not good at all, you know." So I tell you what. And he radioed in and sort of, you know, "Check, like that," and made out his radio was broke and that he needed to go and get it to the repair shop and get it fixed or whatever. And they said, "Yeah, fine." And he said, "Right." I said, got you like a couple of hours now. What do you want to do?" I said, "I've probably got an hour and a half at most." at most there was, you know, and really like, so he made up for that. He took me around everywhere, went duty free, got some decent food, just stayed with me, you know, and bought me some time, which I thought was lovely. And then obviously coming back again on that one, the air stewards were great on the sort of final leg home, and they made up for a lot of what had happened on that one. I did actually write to American Airlines at the time and didn't get anywhere with that, but never mind. And I've heard, you know, that people want you to go in wheelchairs and all sorts of stuff, so yeah, I'm sure mine is one of many stories. The third time I went to the States, that was all good going there and back, and no real problems, but for the fact that I was flying then with Sabena Air, is it called? It used to be called Sabena Air, and it was a Belgian flight because I'd gone through Brussels. So I was flying back from on the last leg of the journey from Brussels to Birmingham, and I was on a flight, the last part of the flight, and it was the plane where you've got to go steps, they put steps on down onto the concrete, and she went down in front of me and sort of faced backwards like you would climb down a ladder, and she held onto both of my feet, shins, just below my knee. She said, put your foot down, you need to move your foot. And I was like, if I move my foot, I will fall forwards approximately 15 to 20 feet and crash my head on the, you know, it was a nightmare. She literally was holding my legs as hard as she could. And in the end, it was almost to the point where I had to, you know, look back in the cabin and shout to the captain and say, you know, can you kind of tell your bloody charge to let go of my legs? Because, you know, unbelievable. You could not make it up. And I know so many of you, you've had great experiences that are as funny, but you cannot believe it's actually happening to you. So those are my aeroplane ones. I will come back with something else, I'm sure, in just a moment. Thanks for listening.